Well, big name Democrats are rallying behind Kamala Harris this afternoon, including Maryland's Governor Wes Moore, who joins us live. Governor Moore, good to have you back on. Thanks for joining us. You officially endorsed Kamala Harris this morning to be the Democratic nominee. You said you described your conversations yesterday with both she and President Biden as lengthy. Can you give us some insight into what you all talked about and what was said?
Yeah, I first just wanted to thank them both for the support that they've continued to give to the state of Maryland. I mean, the momentum that we're continuing to see in the state of Maryland about everything from unemployment. I mean, we have a 2.8% unemployment rate in our state, historic lows, and the drops we've seen in violent crime. It's because we have great partners in them. So in addition to thanking them for the partnership that they've continued to provide to our leadership here, I wanted to let them both know that I will be all in on supporting the vice president to become the next president of the United States. I think the work we've been able to get done together has been not just important, but it's been inspiring for me as the state's chief executive. And I want to make sure that we have an option to have four more years of that.
Well, we have mentioned a lot has to happen, though, before Kamala Harris could become the official nominee or anybody for that matter. And when the calls grew so loud for President Biden to step aside, there were all kinds of names being mentioned to perhaps replace him. So how do you see this process playing out? Will there be a consensus, or is there somebody in the Democratic Party that you might know about who might challenge Kamala Harris?
Well, I think if people want the opportunity to challenge, that opportunity is there because the vice president has said she's going to go out and she's going to earn it. This is not a coronation. This is not just a handoff. This is something where the vice president is going to go out there every single day, and she's going to earn, not just the votes of the delegates, but the people who are going to certify the election, but also the American people in November. But as she does that, she's going to know that she has me and a collection of others who are going to be out there and advocating on her behalf. I mean, she's a person who doesn't just have a vision for the future of the country, but also someone who has a track record and receipts to show for her level of efficacy. So I'm excited to get out there and support the vice president as she makes this presidential run.
Governor Moore, your name has been mentioned quite a bit since the debate between Biden and Trump. And as a potential running mate now, your name's being floated for Kamala Harris. Is that something you're considering? And have you been talking to the campaign about possibly running on the ticket?
It's not something that I'm considering. I appreciate the fact that people are seeing what's happening in Maryland and they're excited. I mean, we've been able to get some very big wins under our belt during our time here, and bipartisan wins. And I think people have taken notice of that. But I've also been very clear, and I've expressed to the campaign, I love my job. I love the momentum of the state of Maryland. I love where we're going, and I want to make sure I want to stay as the chief executive of our state to make sure that we're accomplishing everything that needs to be accomplished to make this Maryland's decade. So I appreciate the support that we've received from others, but I want to be very clear. I'm staying as governor of the state of Maryland, and I will continue to lead our state forward.
Governor Moore, good to talk to you again. Thank you so much. We'll do it again soon.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.